From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. A billion-dollar rail project is about to get underway in North Texas. TexRail will link Fort Worth with DFW International, giving Tarrant County a direct route to the airport. There's a groundbreaking ceremony planned for next week. If you want to use public transit to get from Dallas to DFW, all you've got to do is hop on DART, and it'll take you all the way from Big D to Terminal B. To get to DFW from Fort Worth on transit is more complicated. I took the trip from TNP Station just south of downtown. That's where you hop on the Trinity Rail Express, which gets you to a station about 5 miles south of the airport.
Centerport DFW Airport.
From here, you've got to hop on a bus. That bus will take you to a remote parking lot.
Remote staff, transfer point for your terminal buses.
At that parking lot, you've got to wait for another bus, and that one will take you to your terminal.
Unattended vehicles are strictly prohibited at all upper and lower level roadways.
It's not the worst trip. It took me about an hour and 15 minutes. Heading back took about 20 minutes longer. So will TexRail be any better?
Well, absolutely.
That's Bob Balser. He's vice president for rail and procurement at the Fort Worth Transit Authority. The T, as the authority is called, is in charge of the 27-mile TexRail project. It'll start in Fort Worth, stop in North Richland Hills and Grapevine, and end at DFW. The whole trip will take about 52 minutes, he says.
The great thing about trains is, you know, they're not affected by traffic or weather or any of that stuff.
It'll take about 2 years to build new tracks, new stations, and new crossings, and it'll cost more than $1 billion. About half the money is coming from local funds, the rest from the feds. Still, not everyone's on board yet. There's been opposition from folks skeptical of spending big on mass transit rather than using the funds to pay for more roads. The T's Balser is convinced the state-of-the-art Swiss-designed trains will win them over.
I suspect once they see the product that we're going to put out there and the level of service and just how good it is, that they could, I'll be surprised if they don't have a change of heart and say, hey, now, maybe we need to be doing this. This doesn't look like what we had thought.
North Texas is expected to add more than 3 million people by 2035. Transit advocates like Jeff Davis of the North Texas Transit Coalition say TexRail should be just the first step.
It's imperative that we do something to get people off the road. You get cleaner air. It's healthier. So there's a great demand for transit in North Texas.
Dallas has been building out DART for years. 90 miles of light rail now connect South Dallas to Carrollton, Plano, and Rowlett. Fort Worth, by comparison, spends very little on transit.
You just can't keep building roads. And on the west side of the Metroplex, there just hasn't been that political will to embrace transit.
On my way to DFW, I caught up with Christopher Reels in a parking lot where he was waiting for the bus to get to the terminal. Reels knows a lot about mass transit because he works at the airport and he doesn't have a car.
It'll probably take about an hour from bus to train to bus, but if the timing is not right, we're looking at 2 hours to 2 hours and a half.
Reels hadn't heard of TexRail, he says, but he looks forward to using it.
I would like it if they just had one route. If I had to just catch one Pacific train or bus that'll take me directly to the DFW airport, that'd be nice and convenient for me, you know. That'd be lovely, actually.
He'll have to wait until 2018. That's when TexRail will open, and getting to the airport will be as simple as hopping on a train. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.